From the fortress of freedom in the heart of forgotten America, this is the Steve Gerber Show. God bless America for Thursday, June 13th, 2019. Here are three big things you need to know. Number three, Donald Trump Jr. goes behind closed doors with the Senate Intel Committee and proceeds to ignore his lawyer's advice. They told him not to answer a bunch of questions. He said, I'll answer them all. I'll answer all your questions, Democrats. And he did. Number two, Democrats demanding we know everything about everything except not those coming into the country illegally. They don't want to know about that. They don't want to know who's living here. They don't want to know anything about the census, in fact. Very strange, isn't it? And number one, Joe Biden, the clear front runner to grab the nomination for president, just doesn't seem very much on the ball these days. Is it just me? Or does Sleepy Joe really fit him? I mean, honestly, we look at him and you wonder, does he look like he's lost a step or two? And I'm not being rude. I'm just saying. It looks to me like Joe Biden has lost a step or two. And I'll share just a little something with you on that. Because I've got a soundbite here from Joe Biden. I believe it's soundbite number six. I'm going to go back and look here because Joe Biden, he goes out to these coffee shops. He doesn't really take a lot of questions from reporters. And when he goes off script, he tells us things like, I'm going to cure cancer. You caught that one, right? Well, if you didn't, okay, if you didn't, if you didn't hear this yesterday, you need to hear this because it is the showstopper of showstoppers. When Joe Biden decides to leave the script and kind of freelance a little bit, you get the real Joe. You get the Joe Biden that'll flip-flop, that'll say things, that'll, well, sniff women's hair and do all sorts of, you know, unseemly things. That's the real Joe Biden. Because how do you, I mean, either you're the genuine individual. Think about this. The guy was the United States Senator for 36 years, Vice President for 8, so 44 years working inside the Beltway. Lots of opinions. Lots of bills involved with, wrote the crime bill in 1994, until last week opposed the Hyde bill adamantly. But when he goes off script, that's when you find the real guy, the guy that says you can't go into a Dunkin' Donuts and not hear somebody with an Indian accent and all of the crazy things he says and sniffing women's hair. So here, a couple of days ago, he declares that he's going to cure cancer if elected president. It's like a little hyperbole there, Joe. A little bit too much coffee this morning from some guy with an Indian accent. What happened with you there, Joe? It is the showstopper of them all. If you missed it yesterday, here it is. It's Byte 14R. Byte 14R. Let's go back to that. Refresh the folks' memory listening to this. Go.
You know, a lot of you understand that what loss is, and when loss occurs, you know that, you know, people come up to you and tell you, I understand if you lose a husband, a wife, a son, a daughter, a family member, and lots of times you feel like saying, you know, they say, I know how you feel. And if they hadn't, you look at them, you know they mean well, but you say, you have no idea how I feel. But when it happens to you, you know. That's why I've worked so hard in my career to make sure that I promise you, if I'm elected president, you're going to see the single most important thing that changes America is we're going to cure cancer. You think I'm... But that's another issue.
It just reminds me of the movie, you know, Bruce Almighty. In this case, it's Joe Almighty. Can I get an amen? Hallelujah, brothers and sisters. You vote for me, we will cure cancer. But there's no energy there. Totally flat. Totally flat. He's all laid back. And then, of course, one day China's, hey, man, they're not a threat, man. And then, oh, Trump's tweeting all the time, and China's getting away with all that. The problem with Joe Biden is, does he stand for anything? Does he have any baseline convictions? You know, where is he as a human being, really? I mean, he thinks cancer is terrible. Of course he does. His son that was 46 years of age died from cancer. But you put him out there and you've got a very sleepy candidate who, oh, who knows? You know, it just, it's a problem for the Democrats. I'm going to tell you, coming up at the end of the month here on NBC with their clown car of correspondents that are going to be the moderators here, Watch Joe Biden, because when he gets pushed, when he gets into a conflict, when he gets challenged, that's where it's all going to happen. That's where the fun's going to happen. Trust me on this. All right, so Don Jr. yesterday went behind closed doors. You remember this because Senator Richard Burr of North Carolina, the chair of the Senate Intelligence Committee, recalled Donald Trump Jr. to get clarifications about previous testimony. This was following Michael Cohen, the convicted felon who's now serving a 3-year prison term for lying to Congress and a host of other things. So when he came back, it was a closed door hearing yesterday, but he came back yesterday to Donald Trump Jr. and he ignored his own lawyer's objections. His own attorney said, don't answer that, don't answer that, don't answer these questions. He said, you know what? I'm going to answer every question, because if I don't, they're going to leak out of here that I refuse to answer questions. They're going to leak out of this room that somehow I was slippery and evasive or whatever. And he said, I'm going to just answer every question because I did nothing wrong. He said, my testimony hasn't changed from the first time I was here till today. There are no discrepancies. There are no problems with my testimony. And whatever Michael Cohen said, I don't care. Here's what happened. Here's my testimony. It has not changed. So he overruled his lawyers, which I think is the right thing to do. I don't think I changed anything of what I said because there was nothing to change. I'm glad that this is finally over and we're able to put this some final clarity on that. And I think the committee understands that. Asked if he was worried about tempting Democrats to seek a perjury charge against him, Trump responded, not at all. Not at all. Meanwhile, Hope Hicks, she was, you know, instrumental, key in the administration for the first year and a half. She left last year. She's the former aide to the president, is Hope Hicks, now at the ripe old age of 30. She has agreed to a transcribed interview, that is, before the committee next Wednesday. The House Judiciary Committee, she's agreed to go before that committee. I think that's Nadler's committee. I get confused which one's which, but I think that's Nadler's committee. It is. It's important to hear from Ms. Hicks, who was a key witness for the special counsel. Ms. Hicks understands that the committee will be free to pose questions as it sees fit, including her time on the Trump campaign and her time in the White House, said Gerald Nadlers. The waddler getting right down to the thick of it. Now he's going after Hope Hicks. Because there's nothing else here. And again, America is not paying attention to much of this at all. America moved past this. But I keep you up to date on it because you need to know what's going on in Congress. While they're not dealing with the USMCA, while they're not dealing with the southern border, while they're not dealing with the crisis with Iran, while they're not dealing with anything, they're going after Donald Trump and now after Hope Hicks, his one-time aide. Attaboy, Jerry. Way to make me proud to be an American. At any rate, it's 14 after. Coming up on the program, we're going to shift gears and talk about the mining states. Democrats think they can win there. I say fat chance. We'll talk about it right ahead on the Steve Gruber Show.
You've seen the headlines. Water purity has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier water treatment company and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves customers statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water in your free water test. Go to SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
Hey, parents, do kids think you're out of touch because of the way you dress?
Yes.
Well, say hello to instant style with Fashion On. Just spray Fashion On whatever you're wearing and look cool in an instant. Turn orthopedic shoes into vintage high tops, pleated khakis into skinny jeans. Even clip-on ties become fly gold chains. Just spray, let it dry, and presto.
What about my fanny pack?
You mean your hip MP3 player?
Wow.
What about my bifocals?
You mean your hot pink shutter shades?
Hey, I can't see.
But your kids can see you, and trust me, they see fashion.
Thanks, Fashion On.
Fashion On is not available in stores because it doesn't exist. But that's okay. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Because kids in foster care don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt,
Go to AdoptUsKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
Opioid addiction can affect anyone, any neighborhood, any day.
It happened to me.
I'm recovering.
I lost my son.
One in four patients on long-term painkiller therapy deals with addiction. But together, we can stop the cycle and end this deadly epidemic. Learn more at michigan.gov/stopoverdoses. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.